Real people. Real celebrities. Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club, and we got a guest in the building. He goes by the name of Mavado.
Mavado is here with us.
What's good?
What's up, my brother?
There in a place I don't know. Kingston, Jamaica, is it?
Absolutely.
Straight.
Charlamagne's going to have some issues this morning.
I'm going to try my best to understand. I love the Jamaican accent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to do that.
You are going to be performing in Brooklyn, though.
Yeah, definitely. King's Theater. Tonight.
That is kind of like being in Jamaica in some ways.
Yeah, because you know how Brooklyn that. So you know, it's like Jamaica, you know?
Very
Jamaica
Caribbean
Avenue.
Heavy in Brooklyn.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Definitely, you know?
That's a lot of energy surrounding you right now,
yeah,
man. It's always good energy, but then it's, you know, you're getting some bad negative things said in the press.
Yeah, well, they don't know what's going on. Them say any publicity, you know?
Yeah.
Any publicity good is good publicity.
Yeah. Any publicity is good publicity. Like I saw a petition.
Don't know people always talk about things because they don't know where from nothing to something. You get me?
Absolutely. I saw a petition that said they're trying to get you deported.
Oh.
I think barely anybody signed that.
That's garbage.
Yeah.
You don't know me, I have more than 1 million fans in America, like millions of fans. So, picture somebody I try to get a petition for my father get deported and my fans and I get a petition for my father staying in the U.S.
Yeah, and I
that
read that.
That would have been more easier, don't it?
Yeah, and listen, and if anybody, you've probably done more collaborations with artists in the United States than any other reggae artist.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Because you are We the Best.
Yeah.
So automatically, that's, you know,
yeah.
Ace Hood, DJ Khaled. I know you did the song with Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, definitely. Huge. I know I got this new single out now, Me and Future, Ain't Going Back Broke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard there was a remix to that too with
Vibes.
With Vibes. That's okay,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, we just sent it to a master for drop it, so.
Y'all had beef at one point though, right?
Yeah, definitely. You don't know. Over the years we go at it hard. You don't know. But you don't know where street, so you know, real recognize real, you get me? So after the storm there must be a calm, so you don't know at times, you know, we have to try and set things together so that the youths them that, you know, all the way I know say boy, you know. Our music legendary and our lifestyle legendary and everything, you know, we still have to teach them, you know, something good make them know, say, boy, you know, at one point we can have unity same way, and, you know.
And it must not have
need
been,
that, you know.
It wasn't really an issue. It must not have been a real issue if y'all, you know, could come back together and be
no, cool. Cause you know, we used to party together back in the days, like 12, 13, 14 years ago, like, you don't know when, you know, it's all about the alliance. You don't know, it's all about the Gully and the Gaza, you get me?
Now, let me ask you this, the verse from Vibes Cartel. Did he do that on his phone?
I don't know. Well,
or is it something that he had?
No, you know, we just link with TJ and we just make the magic happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because I know he's
don't
been
know certain
stuff.
Thing we're not really saying, huh?
Okay.
We link with TJ and TJ always have a way for make the magic happen. You don't know TJ have a lot of things put down, so.
What is TJ?
TJ, that's TJ. One of Jamaica big producer. That's the guy produced I'm So Special.
Oh, okay, hell yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
And no games and songs like that.
Gotcha.
And I said them no. And I said them no, you know, them kind of song.
Got gotcha. You. Mm-hmm.
Last time I was in Jamaica, I was talking to my driver when I was leaving the airport.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so who you like better, Mavado or Vibes Cartel? And he was like, it's just so divided here. And that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's when it was really divided.
Yeah.
But
that's when we got it.
Mm-hmm. You guys are really going at it.
That's when you know you're powerful, though. When you can divide a whole place.
Yeah, man. Like, we divide Jamaica, Africa, islands, you know, name it. Anywhere the dancehall music play. You know, at that point, you know, we divide it, split it. You know what I mean? It's either you ask a Gully or you ask a Gaza. The top is just us, you know?
Right.
So, you don't know.
And then with Bounty Killer, it had to be difficult because I know y'all both came up under Bounty Killer.
Yeah, we came up with the same stable.
And then I guess...
he been going at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's going on. As we said, don't know in life, you never really know the ones who turn on you are. You never know what is going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
You know what I mean? The greatest thing of life and you know, keep it blazing. You know? Keep on being successful, you get me?
Right.
And that's what Gully God is all about.
You think you guys can come back together, though? Because that is somebody you consider.
Well, as I said, you never know what tomorrow may bring.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Anything can happen tomorrow. You know, old people have a saying, we're water run, already to run back.
Now, how's married life for you? That was a surprise for a lot of people.
You don't know the circle. You don't know how, over the years, you know. You know, when we start to, you know, becomes a man. Mm-hmm. Don't know, you have to set yourself that way there. And don't know, you can't do the bag of wild thing because, you know, I got kids, you know.
Right.
Big kids, too, you know.
And there, you have two
Welcome
kids
Welcome to the club, man.
Yeah, I got two kids in the U.S. and I got two of my first two kids in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah, Charlamagne actually just recently got married as well.
Welcome to the club, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything you just said.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, man. Yeah, for real. Cause it's not like we're, you know, with teens again, or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Big people, you know, you don't know my first kid, you know, she's 14 going 15 now. Wow. You know, my first son, 13 this week. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, you don't know. You have to, you know, have your head on your body, you have to think, you know, for the youths and future, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, that's what Gully God is all about. Mm-hmm. You know, from nothing to something. So, we start out from nothing and now. You know, we have too much to lose. You know?
Right. Now, every time you say you don't know, I'm sitting here like, I really don't know.
Because
I don't understand. But Angela's from Brooklyn, so I guess she understands. Y'all here, I can understand little things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Anything when I understand, it asks, man. That's why we're here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. What's going on with Shatters, too? Because they've been talking about that movie for so long.
Yeah, but I think they're trying to get the locations for the longest while now. Mm-hmm. You know, like they're trying to film it in probably two other islands from Jamaica.
Oh, not Miami.
You don't know me as a man with straight Jamaica still, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's just the work, so. But that's how we wait when them to get them thing together and I'm going to be there.
Is it hard for you to be in Jamaica? Because I know at a certain point you felt like the cops were really targeting you. When you felt
I haven't been to Jamaica over a year now. Mm-hmm.
You staying away on purpose?
Yeah, well, they don't know certain things, you know, need to fix and put together. So you don't know. We just are going to work on it until things good. But until then, you don't know. Just be it. It's on top of it. It's on top of it. Never stop. You get me?
No.
Never stop. You get that, right? It's on top of it. Big songs.
Oh, songs,
All right.
Got you. So, absolutely. Now, how is it working with Khaled? Because it seemed like you don't need, I mean, I ain't no disrespect to Khaled, you're a good dude, but it seems like you don't need Khaled. You Movado, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I don't know, Gully God is already legendary. I'm already a Billboard artist over the years, but unity is the key, you know what I mean?
Got you.
And you don't know me and Khaled been friends for years.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, even the life status and everything, you know, doesn't really have anything to do with that friendship there, you know?
Got you.
And the respect that we always keep for friends over the years, you know? So, you know, that's how we even said we the best Gully side, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, it's all about that unity, like, you know? I know DJ Khaled from in the 90s, like probably 97, 98.
Got you.
You know? So we are talking about over 17 years now, you know? So you don't know.
You and Drake also have a great relationship. And
yeah, definitely.
I know he recorded in Jamaica. So were you around while he was
in Dree Jams? No, I wasn't really there, you know, because you don't know when I come to Jamaica. Don't know Gully God.
Mm-hmm. You bring too much attention.
Up in the sky. Yeah, really. I mean, torch. Yeah, so, you know, but whenever time Jesus is in Jamaica, you don't know him link Gully God and, you know, pass through, give him an hour or 2 hours, you know, link up and we'll move again. Because you don't know we have the city to take care, you know.
Now, who you got to call if you're an artist and you want to go to Jamaica and record? And I'm sure you can't just go there. Like, I'm sure.
Like, who, yeah, who
I you mean, you can go. You, I mean, you could go there if you want.
You may not leave.
You know what I mean? I mean, you don't know Jamaica. Jamaica is a nice country, you know. You don't know Jamaica people love, you know, entertainers, you know, whether you are R&B rap artists, hip hop artists, you know what I mean? Dancehall artist. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's just all about whenever time you go to Jamaica, just know, say, you have to have the respect there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's all about the street, you know? In a Jamaica, we deal with the street.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's what you find when most artists or most rappers coming to Jamaica, them try to link with the powerful ones, you know? The boss, them of the street, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's how Gully God always come in place.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I'm a street orientated person, you know what I mean? Stick to the street, you know what I mean?
I think Jamaica's a beautiful place. Every time we go there, they say, don't leave the resort.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm going to spend all of the money in the resort, so why would I tell you to leave? That's stay at the resort.
But I think no matter where you go.
Go up on the street and go into the ghetto.
Right.
You know what I mean? I meant the people them see and spend because some of the U.S.
I know some guys that did that. They was actually Olympic track runners, and they got robbed.
For real?
Yes.
Where?
Don't get me the line. I don't know.
I say no matter where you go, them. You got to be with the right people.
Though. I get them take all their money and they don't want. You saw me, I said, them Jamaica girls are wine for your mother, you know. Take all of your money out of your pocket and just like, give her money, so. And I'm not even a PD or a Friday. You just like, give her money, so.
I know Charlamagne don't know what's going on.
It sounds amazing, though. I love it, but I don't know what's going on.
Was there ever an issue in Jamaica with people thinking that maybe you working with all these other artists in the United States was like selling out? Like, you know?
Yeah, people used to, you don't know people. Oh, it's there already. You have people with, think different. You know what I mean? Everyone to them own opinion. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But you as an artist, you don't know, you know. Once you know the goal, you know what I mean, you're aiming for, you're working for. Like even Gully God now. I mean, who doesn't want to be in my father's shoes right now as a dancehall artist? Right. And it's not easy because, you know what I mean, I built this for like 10 years now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So even when I left Jamaica a couple of years ago, you know what I mean, and come here in the U.S. You know, and start putting all of that work and everything. You know, most people like, yo, we need them to come back to Jamaica, Ray and Ray. But what Gully God do is, you know, we just keep the fire blazing and, you know, continue to make, you know, all those big number one songs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, you know, number ones from in the UK back to Canada, back to Japan, you know. Right. All those places, you know, for years. So, and you know, linking up with all of these hip-hop rappers and whosoever doing the music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just a great thing because that's how our music get there, you know, and even get more bigger out there, you know what I mean? By extending it, you know what I mean? With other genre of music and artists and all of that.
Why is it easy for a dancehall artist to get along with artists like here from America, but it's hard for y'all to get along with each other sometimes?
Well, you don't know, no. How it going, no? You don't know. You always hear about, you heard about crabbing the barrel?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I understood so I just you just bugger. Now.
Yeah, so sometimes I just about a crab in a barrel thing, but as we say, you don't know, the whole of us come from poor communities, you know, poor families, you know. We wake up in our places where people are every day and cuss every day, you know. So you don't know it go when a man start make a dollar, you know, if you don't have your head for your body, you know, you're just straight from the great point of being successful, you know what I mean? So that's how most people, our most artists can't get along. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
But we as youth, we, over the years, as I, you know what I mean, as I said, over 10 years now, you know what I mean, Gully God been keeping it up there and been making all those great music, you know what I mean, for the fans. So after 10 years, you know what I mean, if somebody not really put in that much work as a Gully God, then why am I that? You know, even in an argument with that person, you know what I mean? Then me just feel as if that person not really in my league, but you don't know, it's all about dancehall music and we're all one human being. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're all from Jamaica. So Gully God, if I don't have a problem with an artist, you know what I mean? But just don't have a problem with him.
Right. Now, how did you end up working with Jay-Z?
Oh, well, you don't know. Me, Gully God, when I sing this, the Under Rock song.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
You know what I mean? Under Rock. Okay. I'm Under Rock, I'm Under Rock. You know, that was such a huge song and such a huge success for Gully God. You know, I didn't even know when Jay-Z went on the song. Mm-hmm. You know, we just wake up.
Oh, it wasn't like he hit you and then you was like, yo.
No, he hit me after he did it. You know what I mean? And then after, the boss go up on the song now, him go sub a man. You know, him try find, you know, not try, him find Gully God, because I wasn't really hard to find.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, him link up and, you know, him say, yo, you know, I respect you, man, and, you know, you got great talent and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know, me, Gully God, you know, always been a great admirer of Jay-Z music and, you know, his whole persona and everything, you know, how he dealt with his business and everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, you know, it was just one of the greatest moments for me in my music career.
Right.
You You know what I mean? To know that, you know, Jay-Z. I know over the years we've grown up listening to Tupac, Biggie, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Jay-Z and you know, Dr. J and those people.
Dr. So,
you
know, Dre.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, you know, so for those people to come and reach out to me, you know what I mean, and go on my music is, you know, one of the greatest.
And now you're trying to find Ashanti? Did that work out?
What did they say in Jamaica when they want to smash? What is it?
You don't know what's all kind of thing, you know. We say, boy, we want Dagger.
Dagger.
We want Tumper. We want all kind of something.
All Tumper.
Tumper up the maga man, Tumper up.
Tumper out.
Make sure you fly in the sky.
Please don't start using this, Charlamagne. Don't sound
tumper
right.
Out. That's tumper out. So you want to do a song? Right.
Yeah, well, definitely. You know, I'm always a fan of Ashanti. Just like even Mariah Carey, you know, and them girls from back in the days.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Coming up before we even become star, you know. Where I listen to them and where I say, yo, she pretty, yo, her voice pretty, you know? So, but I met her a couple of times, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So, I guess that will work out in time.
Yeah, so is she down? I'm sure she is.
Well, I didn't really try that hard to reach out to her.
Oh, okay, you just put
you
it
know? In. Yeah, whenever time I see her and think she always show my father a lot of love mm-hmm. and thing, you know what I mean? So, you know, she's a beautiful girl and a beautiful person.
Well, Shanti Mavada want to work with you.
Definitely.
Make it happen.
Now, being a ladies' man, though, is it hard now that you're married? Do things change? Do women treat you differently?
Nothing change. You don't know the ladies of always love me.
I feel like the girls want to give you more now.
No, the girls of always love me because, you know, most girls look at it and say that, you know, I'm sorry, she never get a chance, you know, for being that special person.
Mm-hmm. They get tumped
you
out.
Know what I mean? Yeah. Forget that squeeze there.
That squeeze there.
You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Now what happened to Philippe Childs, man? We saw a story on TMZ. They was being racist towards you or something?
Yeah, some little... was just disrespectful. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I just figured more than less, you know, because, you know, me and my brethren going there and them say two Rasta youth walk in and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We don't know what they think, you know what I mean? At the time, there wasn't anybody else in the restaurant, you know what I mean? So, I don't know if the man say, yo, why has we opened the restaurant, the two jet them come in first? You know what I mean? But, right. You know, them just being disrespectful and we just talk about it. You don't know, and you know, we don't even too lament upon it too much because it's not like we actually give them mm-hmm. a free promotion or something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They did apologize, though.
Yeah, they apologized.
Did they give you your food free?
No, I didn't want
it. No, they didn't apologize then.
No, we didn't. Yeah, we didn't even want something free, you know what I mean? Because as we say, we as Jamaican, we're very bossy, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, we're proud of ourselves. So wherever time, you notice, whenever time Jamaicans at a place where they stand out, you have to know, say, Jamaican day in our building. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, what do you mean?
Charlamagne, shut
up. What do you mean? You know what I mean? So, whenever time Jamaicans in our building, you have to know. So, you know, we always keep it proud and you know, we always keep mm-hmm. that light shining for, you know, for our country and all of that. So,
I'm going to pay for my food. Now, unlike Charlamagne, who will not pay for his food.
I always pay for my food with extra because I always have to leave a tip and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Back in the days, we never have cash like those that we could go in somewhere hard and leave tip. You know what I mean? Welcome, take your tip and everything. But now, you know what I mean? We don't get that cash there for our own. You know what I mean? We just go in our place and, you know, we order whatever we want and we pay and we leave the tip and thing and we head out back. You know what I mean?
Now, what's up with your record label? Do you still have artists sign?
Huh?
Your record. I know you had your own label.
Yeah, I got my artists, my dancehall artists mm-hmm. in Jamaica, like Tree Star, Trace Cross, and, you know, a couple more of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But because, you know, as I said, you know, I'm just working on this situation. And,
right.
you know, as soon as everything great and up, then you're going to hear more about my artists. I mean, they're already big in Jamaica and in the islands. You know what I mean?
So but, you have a visa issue right now?
No, I don't have a visa issue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was another rumor that was out there.
Huh?
I'm living in the U.S. So I couldn't have a visa issue.
Okay, so they
know. You know what I mean? I might just have a little traveling issue at times, but it's all right. It's going to work out.
You won't even not be able to come back.
What do you think, when you being from Jamaica, when you see like all the police brutality that goes on in America, how they just gun down unarmed black males?
Well, I mean, to me, you people probably just going through those situations. We've been going through that for years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I got more than 20, 30 friends that died by the hands of the police, just like that.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, and that's just my friends. So just think of what I'm trying to say to you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's just the same situation all over. You know, when a man de behind a trigger, you know what I mean? If him not have that respect or that love for people, then, you know what I mean? What you think going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be bloodshed. It always happen over and over and over again. A next little girl, a next little boy, grew up without a parent, you know what I mean? When you ask him, what's up? He tell you, police killed my father. You know what I mean?
Right. That's the psycho.
Yeah. Did you say Movado or Mavado?
Mavado.
Mavado, okay, okay.
M-A-V-A-D-O.
Got you.
Yeah. Golly God.
There we have it.
you seem very intense. I feel like he about to pull a machete out at any moment.
Well, now, Movado, we do appreciate you coming through. This is your first time on The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, definitely.
Give me a word for before you leave, man. Because I always say poor.
You know, I never know so I saw him go on Wicked on the station. Yeah. Crutches, man.
Crutches? Nah, I ain't want no crutch, man. I don't want no crutch.
When a guy drop on them, so oh, manco.
My uncle?
Manco.
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 Manco. So they don't say poor.
Yeah, that's
no
in
more?
Japan.
Japan, manco.
Yeah. In Jamaica, we say, hey, girl, give us some crutches. All right, yo, give me a.
Give me a
yeah.
That's straight to the point.
Get, oh, I'm with that. Get to the point.
Give me a
Then we can say I have no fucks to give.
All right, Movado, thank you for coming through. When the new album coming out? Ain't Ghetto Bible coming out this year?
Ghetto Bible, that's one of my huge single.
Right? Oh, that's one, a single.
Yeah,
okay,
that's one of my big single.
Okay,
yeah, right. You know? So we in the studio working on the album right now.
That's not gonna be the name of the album?
No.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, we don't even work on the name of the album yet. You know, but because we don't have so much singles out there, you know, we have songs like My One, we have songs like Nah, Use Them. You know what I mean? We have songs like At The Top Is Just So Much Hit Song, So Much Big Song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So Get A Bible, that's just one of my next single.
Where are you recording at?
Well, I record most of my songs back in Florida.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Or if I'm in New York, you know, sometimes I'm over by Platinum Sounds working, or if I'm with We The Best, you know, at the studio, you know?
Right.
But most of the times I'm in my studio at my house.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's where I voice the, all those songs, even that song with Nicki Minaj, most of those songs, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We the Best is through Cash Money, right?
Yeah.
You worry about money situations?
I'm with We The Best, though. You know what
so
I mean?
If your check so don't come, you going to Khaled, you know.
Yeah, my thing is with me and Khaled, you get me? You don't know as me say. Don't know a street thing and, you know what I mean? So Khaled, me know from them long time there.
Gotcha.
And the street and everything, so we just keep it that way there, straight.
Gotcha. Really. Basically, he know not to play you.
Khaled know not to play no Jamaican at all. Don't know we the best. Big up DJ Khaled. Yes, what? You don't know father and the whole family.
Hey, Movado, thank you for coming through,
Kingston,
man.
Jamaica.
Absolutely. It's the Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club.